insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Welcome to another edition of the program, Insights into the Holy Quran, by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom. Please stay with us.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. Hello everyone, I'm Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, and we're going to be with you with another edition of the program Insights into the Holy Quran. And in this edition of the program, we'll try to discuss the commentary of chapter Shu'ara, the 26th chapter of the Holy Quran. We'll be back after you listen to the verses we're going to discuss in this episode.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم قال ألم نربك فينا وليدا ولبثت فينا من عمرك سنين.
Pharaoh said, did we not raise you among us as a child, and you remained among us for years of your life?
وفعلت فعلتك التي فعلت وأنت من الكافرين.
And then you did your deed which you did, and you were of the ungrateful.
قال فعلتها إذا وأنا من الضالين.
Moses said, I did it then, while I was of those astray.
ففررت منكم لما خفتكم فوهب لي ربي حكما وجعلني من المرسلين.
So I fled from you when I feared you. Then my Lord granted me wisdom and prophethood and appointed me as one of the messengers.
As you were with us, dear listeners, previously, we were discussing some of the beginning verses of chapter Shu'ara. In these verses, the Almighty Allah orders Moses to go to Pharaoh and invite him to believe in Allah and invite him to monotheism, which is one of the first programs of every prophet. فَأْتِيَا فِرْعَوْنَ فَقُولَ إِنَّا رَسُولُ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ أَنْ أَرْسِلْ مَعَنَا بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ. So Moses goes to Pharaoh and invites him, but here is the answer of Pharaoh. قَالَ أَلَمْ نُرَبِّكَ فِينَا وَلِيدًا وَلَبِثْتَ فِينَا مِنْ عُمُرِكَ سِنِينَ. Did we not cherish you as a child among us? You tarried among us for many years of your life. And one more thing. وَفَعَلْتَ فَعْلَتَكَ الَّتِي فَعَلْتَ وَأَنْتَ مِنَ الْكَافِرِينَ. And you did what you did, and it was wrong, and you are one of the ungrateful. So he wanted to condemn Moses with this argumentation, as he supposed. But here is the answer of Moses.
قَالَ فَعَلْتُهَا إِذًا وَأَنَا مِنَ الضَّالِّينَ.
The 20th verse of chapter Shu'ara. Said Moses, I did it then when I was, as you think, in error. Of course, this is one possible explanation and translation of this word, وَأَنَا مِنَ الضَّالِّينَ, and I was in error. In some commentary books, we read different commentaries about this Quranic phrase, مِنَ الضَّالِّينَ. Some claim and believe that Moses, عَلَى نَبِيِّنَا وَآلِهِ وَعَلَيْهِمَ السَّلَامِ, implied that he did not intend to kill and he did not know that it would lead to death. So Moses was unaware of the death of that person. Some say that Moses implied that he had forgotten it. And some believe that murder was done by error. So Moses was not intentionally killing the man. And some say that he had not been appointed to messengership when he did such and when he killed that person. But these all seem to be wrong, because we know that one of the conditions of prophets and messengers and saints is infallibility. So they should not have done any kind of error prior to their prophethood and messengership. They are far from sins, errors, mistakes, ignorance, and forgetfulness. And one important thing, before this event, Allah says, "And when he reached his maturity and was full grown, we gave him wisdom and knowledge." So, attributing ignorance and forgetfulness and sometimes mistakes and errors to prophets, such as Moses in this case, is absolutely wrong.
We hope and pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the ability to cover more of His divine
word. In this series of programs, we will inshallah discuss the Holy Quran with a thematic approach.
We will inshallah discuss the chapter.
وتمثل القرآن في أخلاقه وفعاله فيه الفؤاد تعلقا وتلاه في جنح الدجى متدبرا.
The context in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in this verse is the context of mentioning the ills and problems and evils of the people of the book, the previous nations who have received revelation, and more particularly the Jew.
Now let's listen to some of the verses of the Holy Quran.
First, let's listen to a few verses.
Now let's listen to some verses of the Holy Quran.
Insights into the Holy Quran by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hausa Seminary of Qom.
So here is the answer of Prophet Moses to Pharaoh claiming that he killed that person. قَالَ فَعَلْتُهَا إِذَنْ وَأَنَا مِنَ الضَّالِّينَ. I did it then when I was, as you think, in error. As you can see, confession sometimes is a value. After hearing the diabolic words of Pharaoh, Moses answered these faults that were mentioned, but he counted the second fault more important when he answered it prior to the first one. Or basically, the first fault was not worth answering, so he does not even mention it. Anyway, Moses answers, and he confesses to that kind of sin, as Pharaoh thought. And moreover, Moses knew that he would become prophet, because it was revealed to his mother, "Verily we shall bring him back unto you, and shall make him one of the messengers," the Holy Quran says. So, it does not seem right to attribute mistake and error to prophets, and in this case, Prophet Moses. Now, what seems to be the purpose and meaning of the word Dhalin in this case is that because the Coptic man wanted to kill another person, and that person asked Moses to help him, and also removing oppression of oppressor is necessary according to intellect and reason, Moses did that and killed the man. There are some other possible explanations regarding this word and also what happened in that session they had with Pharaoh that we'll, God willing, discuss the next episode. Thank you for staying with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets. This life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at EnglishRadio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parsetoday.com. Until the next program, take care.
Things always, but for me, worry ends when faith